I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
At Chick-fil-A, I love what they did. They actually started creating a tech-free box that when you came into the store, it looked like one of those old Happy Meal boxes. And they encouraged all the family to put their devices in the box. And if you could go through the whole meal leaving your devices in the box, you got a free ice cream cone after dinner. You know, and so I love that idea. And it's just, that type of stuff's habit now for us. I don't think about checking text messages or, you know, emails while sitting at the table. Yeah. And so with teenagers, it's something they have just accepted as part of the natural flow of our family.
Well, you know, the first part of the book is about how you can sort of slow down, enjoy food, each other, and Jesus in your own family. But there's also a part of reaching out beyond the doors of your house. In fact, Max Lucado reminds us, if we have a front door, a table, and chairs, then we're qualified for ministry of hospitality. So say a bit about how you've grown in this area, you and your wife and family, and any tips that you want to share about hospitality.
Yeah, you know, when I get the call that, you know, a couple is in crisis, or I get the call that there's been infidelity in the family, I mean, that was one of our last meals we share with someone around the table. We just found, boy, the table for us as husband and wife ministering to others works the best. And as a pastor of 20 years, I now am a firm believer that the table is a far more effective tool of ministry than my office. It allows us to spend time, and we don't have any of those what I call white knuckle confessions or doorknob confessions, you know, where you've worked with and spent time an hour with a couple, and as they're leaving, they drop a bomb, and you're like, well, I would have liked to have had that information 30 minutes ago. That would have helped. But around a table, you know, it's not on a clock, so people aren't like, you know, just white-knuckling through the session and trying to just make it through. It's the walls come down. Defenses aren't there. You're sharing a meal together, and there is something intimate about that. And it's why eat your food with gladness, drink your wine with a joyful heart, enjoy life with your wife. It's why Solomon bundles all of that together. It's when we eat and spend time together, we're more open to that restoration taking place in our heart. And I love how Max Lucado puts it. When you invite someone into your home, you may think you're saying, come over for a meal, but what you're really saying, if you've cleaned your home and you've prepared a meal, you're really saying, you matter to God and you matter to us. We're glad that you're here.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.